Matt, your second into Roan. Of course, you know, Martin came ahead of you, and it sounds like this was the plan all along, that you guys were just going to breeze through, make this big, strong push at the beginning. Talk about those plans.
That was the plan. We were gonna come here and do a 24. And we pretty much got here right when we thought we would. I mean that was the plan, to come here, to come to Roan, do a nice long run, and then give them a nice long rest.
This is your second Iditarod. Compared to last year, I mean, I imagine the learning curve last year was pretty huge. Going through the Alaska Range, going through the gorge. Talk about the learning curve and what you've... I mean, does it feel like you're kind of getting this?
I mean, there's so much to this sport. To like, every time I do something, or every time I get in a race or talk to another musher, I learn a new strategy or method of doing something. Everyone has their own ideas, and I mean, it's just, I think what really matters most is what works for you and what works for your dogs, you know. And this is kind of what we thought would work best for ours, or for Martin's, I should say.
Now, Roan isn't racing, and he had plans to race this, and it sounded like this year, as it did in the past, that they would kind of split the top dogs, that Martin and Roan would split those top dogs. With Roan out of the mix, did that kind of change your style, your competitiveness, and kind of your mindset in this race?
Well, Roan and Martin were going to split the teams up equally, and when Roan decided to not run, Martin took first pick, and then this opportunity presented itself, so I got to drive the B team. So this is kind of the true second class of the Boozer Kennel. But it'd be fun to have Roan here with us, you know. So
now the gorge, talk about that. It sounds like it was a little hairy, but what was the experience for you?
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, it's just a trail, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really have any accidents or mishaps, and the only thing that happened was my footboard broke. Mm-hmm. And that broke it before Yetna. Mm-hmm. So it's been going like that for 100 miles.
Right.
But the gorge is fine. You know, just typical stuff, soft, punchy snow, and little cracks in the ice, but everything else is okay.
Mm-hmm. I heard you talking and saying that it was pretty warm. You guys did run kind of in the heat of the day.
Yeah.
Talk about your run over from Rainy Path.
Yeah, that one was a little slow. That was the slowest one. Of course, it's the end, you know. It's a long run. That was a long run. And that was when it was the most warm out. So it just took a little longer. I just packed a lot of fish, and gave them a lot of, you know, stops and breaks and things like that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was all good.
With this long run all the way to Roan to take your 24-hour, I know the plan is to give them a good long break and then to just start fresh again once you leave Roan to head over, you know, to Nikolai and over to the Yukon, I guess. But do you have any worry that taking the 24 early on, that maybe perhaps later on in the trail you might need a little more?
No.
More to it.
If we do, we'll just take another 24. No, I'm not worried about it. I mean, there's only 750 miles left, and we have a 3-hour lead on the closest competitors. So I think we're in good situation. I like this spot. People are going to be pouring through here, and you know, they weren't expecting us to do this, so maybe it just, I don't know, just shake things up a little bit.
You and Martin, I mean, I'm so struck by the way you're both just so relaxed coming in here. You know, you had a good long run, taking a 24-hour layover. It just seems like you have it all figured out.
I mean, I've worked with Martin now for 3 years, and I admire him, and I like the way he does things. And I don't know. I guess he's rubbing off on me. I don't know. I mean, I'm a calm guy. It hasn't really sunk in yet that I'm in second, I guess, because we passed everyone in darkness and they were all sitting there sleeping. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be kind of cool to see them all come through.
I won't be able to catch up with you until later on down the trail. But can you just talk about your goals for 2013 and what where you'd like to see yourself?
For this race?
Yeah.
Second place. Yeah. Martin first and me second. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share?
I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad and my sister Katie. And then, of course, my brothers. But my sister is doing a lot of stuff back home, fundraising and internet stuff and just local fan support, so I really appreciate what she's doing back home.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you down the trail.
Martin Boozer's handler Matt Fahler was second into the Rhone checkpoint behind Martin Boozer yesterday. Reporting in Rhone, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.